This podcast is brought to you by VC Finance Group.
Chloe, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
A brand new season is just around the corner. How have preparations been, and do you feel like you're in a good place at the moment?
They're good. I've been watching the girls train since coming back from the national team. Unfortunately, I haven't really been around the team as much in regards to pre-season, but the vibe feels good, and this season's going to be one of the best, I think.
And Chloe, it's Josh here. You went down in the grand final to City last season. Has the squad put that behind them and just looking ahead, or is there lessons that you've learned from that game?
Well, there's definitely lessons that we've learned from last year, not just from the grand final, but from the whole entire season. We had a pretty young team last year, and we still do this year. But hopefully those younger girls can step up in the times that we need them. Not being rookies anymore, so it'll be good for us this year. First game against Wanderers, and that'll be, I guess, one of the hardest games in the whole entire season after losing so many of our players to that team.
Well, that's it. I mean, your cross-city rivals have poached a few from the team. However, it has been announced that a trio of Americans have come into the fold, as has Alana Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Our Americans get here tomorrow, and Alana will be back maybe a couple of games into the season due to having surgery on her feet. But once that all happens, you know, our team's going to be very, very strong, and I really look forward to joining the team and myself.
And Lisa Devana is back on board as well. How much of a boost is having her back? You know, she had a fantastic season last time out, and that dramatic goal in the semi-final, of course, made such headlines. So are you really excited to be playing alongside her again this campaign?
Yeah, obviously Lisa and I have a personal relationship off the field, being my roommate in the national team, but having a person of her caliber playing in our team and having the amount of experience that she has is something that brings great value to Sydney FC, and I really look forward to playing domestically with her again.
And Chloe, have you noticed how much leadership she provides, especially with the younger players?
Yeah, she takes a role. Really, she says she doesn't, but she thoroughly enjoys taking a more, I guess, like a leadership approach to the younger ones and teaching them and taking them underneath her wing.
And she's like such a machine at the moment. There's no slowing down for her.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully she's in tip-top shape for the World Cup coming up. So, like I said before, I guess this W League season is going to be the most important one for not just us Sydney players, but for every national team player spread throughout the W League.
Absolutely, Chloe. And who are some of the younger players in the Sydney FC W League squad that we should look out for this season?
Top one, I think, is Princess Ibeni. She's been in some pretty good form in the lead up to the W League season, came away with us for the national team, and I think she's on fire right now, and hopefully she'll do well for us up front, score some goals like she did last year. Then Taylor Ray in the midfield, she's a young one that's coming through with the young Matilda. She has her head screwed on properly, and she's a really good kid. And then probably in the back line, Ange. I can't say her last name.
Christodoulou?
Yes, she's another good one. So she's a little prodigy as a centre-back, and hopefully she does well this year as well and steps up.
And Chloe, what are the expectations for the team this season?
We haven't really sat down and talked about our expectations and our values in regards to that, and I don't really want to set too much pressure, I guess, on the team. From our start last year, I don't think we can get any worse. We lost our first three games. So this year, I think we're definitely in a better space mentally and physically. So I'm really looking forward to the first game.
Well, that's it. I mean, you touched on the start of the W League season in 2017-18. It wasn't the best. You were almost rock bottom for a number of weeks, but then you really turned it around, and it was this beautiful show of character that we saw.
Yeah, well, it was nice for us to. We made a few changes. We had some key international players come in. Aubrey, our goalkeeper, has stayed around since last year. And I think they were the little turning points. Like I said, our team was pretty young last year. It was just those key factors that brought the team together, I believe. And yes, it was great character for us to be able to get from where we were to the grand final, and that's football sometimes, I guess.
And Chloe, there's been a lot of changes to the W League this season. We even have a standalone Thursday night game. Your thoughts on this?
Standalone Thursday night game. I'm looking forward to it. I think that the W League has taken so many strides forward. We are now having every single game streamed live, which I think is important for us, for our exposure and people that want to follow us throughout the W League in the lead up to the World Cup and obviously internationally. Majority of the girls play overseas, and I think it's important for overseas players or fans to be able to watch us and engage in that as well, building our profile and our character.
And Chloe, have you noticed an increase in interest in the W League after, you know, the exploits of the Matildas that you've of course been such a part of, and the growth of women's football in Australia?
I definitely agree. I think that internationally, players have always wanted to come to Australia and play in our league. I truly believe if our league was a little bit bigger, that it would be competing with one of the best leagues in the world. It already is. It's just a little bit too short. But yeah, I think the quality that we have and the fact that we have so many of our national team players, almost all of our national team players, stay home and play in our domestic league is fantastic.
And Chloe, you were recently over in Europe with the Matildas. How valuable was it to compete against the likes of France and England, two opponents who we don't normally get to face?
I think it was very, very important for me. I've never played them before, so to be able to be exposed to the top two or three teams in the world was great for me. And I don't think the national team has ever really played, or I've played the top five teams in the last year, and I don't think that's ever really happened for us. So our international exposure is great. You know, it wasn't the results that we wanted, and I guess in the public's eye, it was kind of a loss. But for us, I guess it was the best thing that could have happened. We were exposed in certain parts that we haven't been exposed in with the national team, and leading up to the World Cup, I think that's very important for us to be able to, you know, dot every I's and cross every T's in regards to figuring out how to stop teams doing or exposing us the way that we were exposed. It was good for some of the younger players to get some game time, and obviously we can never say no to some international games.
Well, it's obviously the definition of an important test for the team to be able to pinpoint, you know, whatever weaknesses there are and correct them. How do you feel the World Cup preparations are going, and what still needs to happen before next year's tournament?
It's nice to know that the World Cup preparations have started and they're fully underway. In that, it's hard for us as well because we are so ready for the W League season that we kind of had to put that on hold, and we do have international games coming up in the W League season, and we're not really used to that as well either, having like an international break, you could say. But I'm looking forward to when the W League season's over, really knuckling down, because this is my first World Cup. I'm really getting prepared for it.
And that's the beauty of the W League, don't you think, having a lot of the Matildas playing in the league, and with the boost of all the internationals coming into the competition, it certainly gives you good preparation in lead up to the FIFA Women's World Cup.
Yeah, it sure does. Reiterating what we have been saying, I definitely think it's important, and it is going to be one of the best W League seasons for people getting ready and getting fit and really competing against the players that are trying to fight for a spot for the national team.
Well, Chloe, we certainly wish you all the very best in the upcoming W League season, and look forward to getting you back on the show sometime soon.
Thank you so much for having me.